put a star that looked like LIGO or not. And I think this came up in the morning, and Luis mentioned that you do, and I'm looking at your waveform that they don't look like LIGO. So I don't know what you are. So do you, I mean, I guess a lot of quarters are here. So.
Yes, so I think Jonas's answer is, and I hope Luis agrees, that the quantitative study was not done.
Okay.
It seems also obvious that you can tweak enough the boson subparameters that you can produce a LIGO type sequence.
But is it obvious, but you think, how many parameters are there?
Not many, but you can tweak enough. So if you make the star compact enough that the final state is a waggle, you get rid of half your problem. So.
Right. But it's still, I guess, an in-spiral part.
No, but the in-spiral part is given by exactly what LIGO has, right? Your point particles, only tidal effects show up at the very end. And the more compact you make that object,
right.
The less they're going to show up. Of course, at some point, there is an intermediate regime where it goes from in-spiral to post-merger. And that one can be very, very short. The point that LIGO might not be able to pick that up. And then, okay, what LIGO can pick up afterwards is the spin. And the spin could be, in this case, it would be inconsistent with what you expected from GR. But the departure was very, very small. So if you look at that case, that it's not even very compact, 0.22 case that we looked at. The final spin, I think, is 0.64.
Yeah,
and while the one you expect in GR is 0.67, if you actually look at the kind of the ellipses that LIGO put out, I mean, comfortably, you could have it in. So eventually, you could have something that is so sensitive that you can pin it down, but for the moment, we don't know. Of course, then Occam's razor's answers for you, I would it, that GR is it, that a black hole in GR is a natural thing.
But I mean, I think the question is, have people tried seriously enough to actually come up with an alternative? Because, I mean, I think as far as I can tell, everybody just do the GR code and just add something to it and say, okay, now I'm testing beyond GR. But it seems that it's just their GR codes.
What do you mean, seriously enough?
But seriously enough is just kind of thinking about some serious alternative, not
so I'm going to paraphrase Chad. I think everyone has a model.
Yeah.
Everyone else would think that's not serious enough.
But you, the question is, do you think your boson a star is serious enough?
There's
no other question about the previous.
Yeah, so actually I have a question comment on what I said I would ask, which is to Aaron, last comment on rotation and non-compact object affecting this echo feature. First of all, I don't think rotation is changing much the early echo stage, let's say, because I think rotation only adds on very long time scales. 10 to 6 or so. So I think you're still going to see pulses with the same gamma. And I also don't think, but this is my, prejudice, let's say. I don't know how strong a case we have that you need very, very compact objects in the initial state to produce echoes. This is all about the final state having that scale, right? So
I mean, what do you mean by very compact, right? Because our model and our investigation show that you get distinct echoes where the horizon is set, you know, in the tortoise coordinate pretty far away from, where the surface is set pretty far away from the horizon in tortoise coordinates, right? But, you know, if you push it to, let's say, 2.08 m or so, which is one example we did, then really the echoes blend together into
in the final state. Yeah, I agree. We got the state and I agree. But it's nothing to do with the initial guys. With the guys in the initial. So when we're talking about equal mass mergers, I don't think this play a very important role. This was mine.
I'm sorry, I don't think I'm following. What's the comment again then?
But don't you also need to have agreement with the in spiral that is very clean and that's not showing tidal.
Yeah, but as you said, for now, everything will look like LIGO.
No, my concern is that with the echo picture,
I think that's actually compact enough, and that's probably what Aaron said.
What I was trying to get at is that the echo picture, right, to me, I mean, maybe this is not backed up by computations, but it's my intuition is that, you know, the echo picture is you've got the quasineural modes of the extreme compact object itself, right, is some oscillation with a really long decay envelope. And what the echoes are if you send in a sort of short wavelength wave packet as compared to the object, you end up filling in that train, but with little pulses, right, little pulses. And so if you, instead of like sending in waves that are sort of a dramatically different scale than the object, or, you know, this small object moving around in space-time, if you take this big blobby object where the deformed object initially is, you know, completely order one deformation, now it's got to calm down. I don't necessarily see, obviously, that that's going to send out the kind of pulses that can now rattle around in the cavity, as opposed to just activating the quasineural modes of the compact object itself.
Well, I think the criteria is right? quite simple. The criteria is that the modes of this guy is at the time scale for relaxation of this guy, right? The time scale is longer than the time scale for Ball's relaxation of the
beam. Shorter.
This is the criteria.
Shorter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it relaxes on a shorter time scale than this one. You'll have echoes every time this is right? So this is 5 to 10 minutes. For a monster.
Yeah.
So I actually have a question regarding this. So as long as I understand, so you have a cavity, right? So at a later time, you actually seen the eigenfrequency of the cavity.
Yeah.
The cavity is very long, so the eigenfrequency is pretty low.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you have this object that's going through this inspiral phase, the orbital frequency could be low. So is it possible that this orbital frequency is similar to this cavity frequency, so it excites?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's possible. I don't. Now it depends on the model, whether or not it's in the live or not, say, for instance. And it's probably the case that the resonance is very narrow, so it's also not clear that equal mass guy is excited.
If we pass through the resonance,
the resonance
frequency,
then it could be
strong. So I think actually that's an interesting calculation that can be done even for derivatives, right?
Yeah.
Somebody should do it here.
Yambe had one person working on something like that, but I think that was a while ago. I clearly didn't finish that, but I think partly it was in analogy to your work on the tidal heating coming from these same, there's a sort of a complementary picture when they're far apart, these same cavity effects are really tidal, can be interpreted as tidal heating of these objects and tidal forces on the inspiral. And so I think when your guys' work came out, maybe they stopped working on it, but I think they were thinking about resonances too. Mm-hmm. Certainly you could do it in complete analogy with all the work on neutron star resonances that has been done in the past.
So, any other comment? If not, let's thank all the speakers.